Diabetes Breakthrough.
Good morning, America. Greetings and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the world of nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your well-being, to your vitality, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they are, but you don't know where to begin, you guys have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body and of your health. You are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 25 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from high blood pressure and diabetes and obesity and acne, rosacea, eczema, psoriasis, fibromyalgia, migraine headaches, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds. Recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called miraculous, but what is in the world of the body simply standard operating procedure, because the human body is a healing system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while this healing system may seem like a miracle to some folks, it's just the way the body works. It's business as usual for the human body. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, we want to get you off your medicines and on a good nutritional supplement program. If you want to contribute to the conversation, or if you have a success story to share with us, we welcome your calls on The Bright Side at 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. If you want to learn more about the Youngevity products, or if you want to join me in my mission to help educate the world about the importance and the power of nutritional supplementation, you can call Phyllis and Andy or Nasima or Angela or Frank or Danette at 866-735-2470. Or you can get to my website, brightsideben.com. We got a shopping cart up there, cool videos, articles. I haven't posted an article for a while, but I'm going to start posting some more articles. There's probably about 20 or 30 articles up now. And you can also get to check out my video, The 8 Chapters of Good Nutrition, where we explain some of the ideas and the concepts that we talk about here on The Bright Side. Thanks so much for joining us, folks. We're going to continue talking about the heart and heart disease. And yesterday I left off saying that there is a special relationship between fructose and an amino acid. Amino acid, one of the building blocks of protein. There's a special relationship between one particular amino acid and fructose, fruit sugar, that you want to know about if you want to stay healthy, and especially if you want to lose some weight. And we'll be talking about that here in a moment, but I want to touch on a couple of things first. I got an interesting call last night, and I want to share it with you. It was from a couple, a man and a woman, who are going to have a baby. The midwife, they were seeing a midwife, and the midwife told the lady to get off all her nutrients, get off her Beyond Tangy Tangerine, her multiple vitamins, everything, because the midwife said to get off the Beyond Tangy Tangerine because it had too many vitamins. And these guys, the husband really, wanted me to convince the wife that she should stay on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Now, leaving aside the fact that for a midwife to say, or for anybody to say, that you're getting too many vitamins or that the Beyond Tangy Tangerine has too many vitamins is one of the silliest, stupidest things you could possibly say. And for a healthcare professional, especially to say something, that's certainly one of the less intelligent comments I've ever heard a health professional say. Leaving that aside, I want to tell you that I don't want to be in the position of a convincer. I'm not a persuader here. Yes, I have an opinion on nutritional supplementation, and I know it comes out, and I want it to come out. And that position is you're crazy if you're not on a nutritional supplement program. I've seen too many people benefit from getting on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, getting on a supplement program, changing their diet around. To me, getting on a nutritional supplement program, working with lifestyle choices, working with your diet, is the single most important health decision you will ever make. But above and beyond my opinion, my real mission here on The Bright Side, and wherever I go, whenever I do my presentations, my real mission is to communicate the message of how the body works, how the chemistry of the body and the biology of the body and the neurology of the body, how everything works together with nutrition, with oxygen, with mental and spiritual and emotional components as well. I just want everybody to see how everything works together so you can be in appreciation and awe at the sheer amazingness of the human body. And so we can figure out what's wrong ourselves. and cure ourselves without doctors, without insurance companies, without some hospital bureaucrat administrator telling us what we can take and what we should take and what kind of procedures we have to do. The Bright Side message is a coherent message, a compelling message, and a real eye-opener to anyone who's ever had their personal dignity robbed from them by some bureaucrat who's deciding what kind of treatment that they need or deserve. So please understand, folks, yes, I have a position here. I'm editorializing. I'm opinionating. And I know there's a tremendous power in getting on a nutritional supplement program, and I'm going to let you know that. I think you're crazy if you're not on one. But the ideas you hear on the Bright Side are really watered down biology and biochemistry integrated in a way that's relevant and that makes sense and that can help you get through whatever health challenge you are confronting. That's what I want to say about that. That's what I told that couple yesterday. I'm not going to persuade anybody. I'm not going to persuade the wife to get on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. That's a decision she has to make. I think you're crazy if you're not on it, and I think you're especially crazy if you let some midwife who doesn't know squat about biochemistry or chemistry give you nutritional advice. That having been said, I'm not going to be, I don't want to be put in a role being a convincer or a persuader. This is sheer information that you're getting with some of my opinions sprinkled in. All right, that's all I want to talk about. That's all I want to say about that. Second thing I want to talk about before we get to this, continue talking about the heart, is something that may, something that's pretty important that may change the way that we look at supplementation and drugs and government and how we take care of ourselves for the rest of our lives. You know, every few years the FDA gets this wild hair and decides that its mandate somehow includes protecting us from ourselves, protecting us from nutritional supplements. Somehow the FDA is our big nanny, our drug nanny that is going to protect us from the bad guys. And every few years they decide that they got to express their power. Never mind that no one ever has a problem with nutritional supplements. Never mind that the safety profile of most nutritional supplements is so clean and so pure that despite the fact that almost half of Americans, 44 to 45% of Americans are supplementing, despite the fact that almost half of Americans are supplementing, major adverse events are rare. There's typically less than 10 adverse events, what they call adverse events, and there's zero deaths. That means that there's probably about 140 to 150 million Americans taking nutritional supplements, and you can count the amount of adverse reactions that occur every year on your 10 fingers with a couple left over. Yet for whatever reason, the FDA still feels that supplements need to be regulated. The latest salvo in this battle of government versus the supplement manufacturers is something called an FDA guidance, which is like an FDA recommendation. And this new FDA guidance, it's still in the draft stage, but it's about to be, it's about to go through, it's about to be finalized. This new FDA guidance says that all ingredients that have come out since 1994 are going to be considered new ingredients. That means if an ingredient was not available for you to use before 1994, it's considered a new ingredient. It's going to be subject to very expensive testing. It's going to be subject to animal testing, toxicity testing, very extensive testing procedures that most companies are not going to be able to afford. The ingredients that the FDA guidelines say that have to be pulled, these new ingredients, according to the FDA guidelines, have to be pulled from the marketplace until testing is completed. According to Dr. Ron Rowan in his very, very good newsletter, Second Opinion, really neat newsletter, I highly recommend it. According to Dr. Rowan in the newsletter, Second Opinion, even an ingredient that has been out for decades, like vitamin C, is considered to be a new ingredient simply if the concentration of the vitamin C is different. If a new extraction process is used, it's going to be considered a different ingredient. If a supplement is using an ingredient that is at a different life stage, such as using ripe berries rather than unripe berries, it's going to be considered a new ingredient. If a supplement duplicates an ingredient in a laboratory, synthesizes an ingredient in a laboratory rather than getting from food, even though it's the exact same chemical, it's going to be considered a new ingredient. If you've got a probiotic formula and there's a new strain of bacteria in there, it's going to be considered a new ingredient. What does that mean to you? Well, it means a lot. And we'll talk about that when we come back from our break. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You're listening to The Bright Side. Our number is 866-582-9933 if you want to get on board today. We're going to take a break and come back right after this. Don't go away.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asks, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Nick Wadena with Midas Resources. If you have an IRA or 401k, did you know you can turn that nest egg into a physical gold and silver nest egg? Do you know what kind of specific precious metals are allowed by law to be in retirement accounts? Did you know that you can take physical delivery of these precious metals? Would you like to know more? It's a fact. Stocks and mutual funds have been a wild ride, and many people's retirement funds have taken large hits. If you put $100,000 in gold in January of 2009, it would be worth over $200,000 today. If you put $100,000 in silver, then it would be worth over $300,000 today. As bailouts for banks and the seemingly endless printing of money continues worldwide, the value of the dollar could decline further, in turn possibly pushing gold and silver much, much higher. Protect what you work so hard for. Call me, Nick Wadena, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343, and learn what your options are. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 343. Once again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We are back on the bright side. Welcome, folks. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're here every day, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 on the archive page of brightsideben.com, where you will find a shopping cart with all the longevity products and articles and videos. You can also call Phyllis and Andy if you want to learn more about the longevity products or if you want to start yourself a longevity business at 866-735-2470. Our number here on the program today is 866-582-9933. We're going to continue talking about heart disease here in a little bit. But I want to finish up on this idea, this new salvo in the battle of the FDA versus the supplement manufacturers. The FDA now wants to extend their control over what they call new supplements or new ingredients, and these are ingredients that have come out since 1994. Unfortunately, even if a supplement has a different concentration of an ingredient since 1994, or if an ingredient uses a different extraction process, or if a supplement is made synthetically rather than naturally, and it was approved previously only in its natural format, these are all going to be considered new ingredients. Basically, the FDA wants to cover everything it can possibly cover. They'd classify you as a new ingredient if they could. This whole thing started in 1994 with something called DSHEA, D-S-H-E-A, the Dietary Supplement Health Education Act, which was a compromise that the government made when they wanted to, at first, prohibit sales of certain supplements, and there was a big stink. People complained, and petitions were signed, and so finally the government somewhat relented, and they compromised, and they said that supplement manufacturers could make label claims. They could make specific label claims, although they couldn't say that one thing, a nutritional supplement, cured a disease, but they could make specific label claims. So the government relented on that, and the FDA, in turn, was given the rights to regulate all nutrients that were delivered, that were developed after 1994. So the government made kind of a compromise. They said to the supplement manufacturers, all right, guys, you can sell your supplements, and we'll let you put a little few things on the labels. But what we want is we want to be able to regulate anything that we consider a new ingredient, anything that was developed after 1994. But the FDA never regulated anything. They never did anything until now. And now in the year 2012, 2011, they want to start to regulate what they call new drugs, but they want it to be retroactive to 1994. So things like resveratrol and coenzyme Q10 and tocotrienols and fucoidin and all of these things that you've seen in the last 17, 18 years. All of these new supplements, and there's been a lot of new ingredients that have come out in the last 17 years. The research is going on vigorously to develop new supplements. A lot of things have come out. Now the FDA wants supplement manufacturers and ingredient manufacturers to do testing on all of these ingredients, expensive testing, by the way, and also testing that's going to involve something called the LD50, which stands for the Lethal Dose 50. And basically, this is a test where they shove doses, super ridiculously high doses of things, into animals and see how much it takes to kill the animals. That's called an LD50, and the FDA wants to force ingredient manufacturers to do these LD50 tests on animals. So anyway, the bottom line is if this guidance goes through, if this guidance is finalized, you can probably expect to see less supplements available. You can probably expect to see less new supplements available. And you can also expect that some of your very favorite supplements will be removed from the marketplace until such time as the ingredient manufacturers can find the wherewithal, or if they even decide to do the testing that's necessary to get these things approved. Anyway, the bottom line, this is what you got to do, folks. There are going to be petitions going around in health food stores. You want to participate by signing them. You know, although it's far from a sure thing. Just signing a petition doesn't mean anything. But if you go out and sign a petition, or if you look up the phone number of your local congressman, or if you're a U.S. senator, give them a call. Let them know. Let them know you're pissed off. Let them know you don't like this. Let them know you don't want the FDA interfering with your right to take supplements. You don't need a friend in Washington to help take care of you. Supplement safety, safety record of supplements is ridiculously pristine, and we don't need any help. Thank you, FDA, and that's all I'm going to say about that. Okay, I want to continue talking about cardiovascular issues, heart disease. This 10-ounce pump in the center of your chest that is really an absolute marvel of biochemical and bioelectrical engineering is affected by so many different things that we do. And this idea that all you got to do is lower your cholesterol and you're going to be protected from heart disease is really, really silliness the more you learn about how important the heart is. The digestive system is involved in heart health. The thyroid is involved in heart health. The adrenal glands are involved in heart health. Your spiritual and emotional and mental outlooks on life are involved in heart health. The last thing we've been talking about is fructose, fruit sugar, and the impact that it can have on cardiovascular disease and heart health. Fructose is pretty interesting stuff. A lot of people have this romantic notion of fructose, and And certainly the body can handle small amounts of fructose. The problem is the technology of fruit sugar, the technology of fructose has gotten so sophisticated. We've gotten so good at manipulating the sweet, manipulating the sugars, manipulating the fructose that we're all getting far too much fructose into our bodies. Far too much fructose in our bodies can handle, far too much fructose in our livers can handle, far too much fructose than our livers have ever seen. The average American is getting around 60 pounds of high fructose corn syrup, which is roughly around 30 pounds of fructose. The average American is getting around 140 pounds of sucrose a year, and that's around 70 pounds of fructose. So you're looking at 100 pounds a year of fructose. You're looking at around 2 pounds of fructose a week for the average American. And remember, the body has not really evolved to handle a lot of fructose. 2 pounds a week is a ridiculous amount of fructose for the human body to try to handle. This fructose disaster has these long tentacles that ultimately are going to affect every system in the body, but the digestive system specifically, as well as the liver, the digestive system and the liver specifically are going to bear the load of fructose toxicity. There's an interesting little chemical dance that happens when a lot of fructose is in the body. Sometimes fructose can complex, can attach itself to an amino acid that is incredibly important for well-being, for mental well-being, as well as for the immune system and building muscle, as well as for helping relax you, a super important amino acid that in addition to all of these things helps shut down your appetite, and that's the amino acid tryptophan. Fructose can complex with tryptophan. This will make tryptophan unavailable to the brain. When that happens, big trouble follows. Tryptophan is a must-have for building things, must-have for building bone, for repairing tissue, for building muscle, and it's super-duper mega-important for the brain and mega-important for your mood and well-being. Tryptophan also gets turned into melatonin. It gets turned into serotonin, which are arguably the two most important chemicals in your brain. You can think of tryptophan as natural Prozac, and the more fructose you have, the less natural Prozac you're going to have for your brain, especially problematic for kids, because they're eating lots of fructose and drinking lots of fructose beverages. Here's where it really gets good from a biochemical perspective. One of the keys to digestive wellness is understanding how to work this appetite and satisfaction area in the brain. We'll talk about that when we come back. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You're listening to The Bright Side. Our number is 866-582-9933. Check out my website, brightsideben.com, if you want to learn more about the longevity products. We'll be back right after this.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity Fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. Nutritional pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. Thanks for joining us, friends. Our number is 866-582-9933. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, get to my website, brightsideben.com. And you can always click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page if you want more information about the products or about the longevity business. We're talking about fructose and tryptophan and heart disease. If you have questions or if you have a success story or nutritional supplement questions, formulation questions, we welcome your calls at 866-582-9933 here on The Bright Side. In 1967, Americans ate 114 pounds of sugar and zero pounds of high fructose corn syrup on average. 30 years later, in the year 2007, Americans ate 142 pounds of sugar per year. 142 pounds of sugar per year. And 61 pounds of high fructose corn syrup. So clearly we got a problem here, folks. From a biochemical perspective, one of the keys to digestive wellness is understanding how appetite satisfaction works in the brain. We don't eat, or we eat either way, from our brain, not from our stomachs. And one of the most important factors in determining whether the satisfaction part of the brain will be hit or the appetite part of the brain will be hit is the presence or the absence of specific chemicals. The brain is constantly scanning the blood. And when it makes a determination that certain chemicals are at low levels in the blood, when it decides that there's low levels of specific chemicals, it'll switch on the appetite. Well, guess what? Tryptophan is one of those chemicals that the brain is constantly scanning for. The brain is constantly scanning the blood looking for tryptophan, and when it doesn't see tryptophan, it sends you out on a one-pointed, highly focused mission to go find food. And if it's sugar, it's all the better. The problem is if you eat fructose, that's going to tie up more tryptophan, and that's going to send you out hunting for more food, and you end up on this vicious cycle. The fructose ties up the tryptophan. The brain sees low tryptophan, sends you out on for more food. You go out and have fructose. It ties up more tryptophan. The brain sees low tryptophan. You go out for more food, and on and on and on this goes. I was looking at the cover of the Inquirer, the National Enquirer, at the store a couple of days ago, and there was a picture of Chaz Bono on the cover. Chaz Bono used to be Chastity Bono, as some of you may know, Sonny and Cher's child. And Chaz Bono is now 271 pounds, and she's about probably 5'3 or 5'4. And that weight has kind of gone up and gone up and gone up. And when I looked at it, I thought, you know what? That's like me, and that's like most of my friends. We all are on this kind of eating binge that never seems to stop because we never feel satisfied. And one of the reasons why we don't feel satisfied is because our brain is not getting the nutrients that it needs in the blood. It's scanning the blood and it sees empty blood and it's sending us out for food. And then we get food, and not only does that food not provide us with the nutrients to fill up the blood so the brain can shut off the appetite, but in many cases, if it's fructose, it's going to tie up, it's going to lock up the very nutrients that the brain needs to see for satisfaction to ensue. If fructose is complexing with tryptophan, it's going to take a heck of a lot of tryptophan for the brain to get enough to activate its satisfaction centers, its I've had enough centers, and we're going to go out and get a Coke or an apple or apple juice or grape juice, and that's just going to make matters worse. You can tell you have a fructose tryptophan issue by digestive symptoms, especially gas and bloating and loose stools that occur after you eat fructose-containing foods or beverages. So if you're not sure, drink a whole bunch of high-fructose corn syrup-containing soda pop, or eat a whole bunch of fructose, or have a whole bunch of fructose-filled fruit, and see how your digestive system feels. If you get gas, or you get bloating, or you get loose stools, chances are you have a problem with fructose malabsorption. And remember, 30% of Americans, 1 out of 3 Americans, has fructose malabsorption issues, problems with fructose and problems with fructose complexing with tryptophan. Anyway, the bottom line here is fructose is handled by the liver, and this is just another load for the liver to have to deal with. Yesterday we talked about when the liver gets clogged up, blood isn't going to get through, the heart's going to work harder, and your risks for heart attack are going to go up. The reason this is important, folks, is because if you go to the doctor and you have a history of heart disease or hypertension, you're probably going to get a statin drug. More than likely, you're going to get some kind of cholesterol-lowering drug, and more than likely, it's going to be a statin, and nobody's going to think about fructose, and nobody's going to think about the liver, and nobody's going to think about digestion. And this whole fructose issue is especially a problem with liquid fructose or powdered fructose, especially for little kids. Mothers, please do not do the apple juice in the baby bottle thing where you feed your babies pure apple juice and let the baby suck on the apple juice at his or her leisure. When your baby cries for apple juice, he's probably going through some kind of withdrawal, as we talked about yesterday. Sugar is perceived by the body in the same way, or by the brain, in the same way that opium is perceived by the brain. It's an addictive substance. It's not just kids either. It's the same thing with adults. What's really interesting about this sugar and sweets thing is the link between opioid receptors in the brain, and they're called opioid receptors because they respond to opium. They're similar to opium, and opium and heroin and morphine are the same basic kinds of drugs. So really, when we talk about sugar, we're talking about brain heroin. When your baby doesn't have his sugar, he doesn't have his brain heroin, or even if an adult doesn't have his sugar and doesn't have his brain heroin, he's screaming because he's withdrawing. That's why people will refuse to get off sugar. That's why I can talk about sugar and fructose and the problems associated with it, and everybody can talk about it till we're blue in the face, but we're still going to be eating sugar, and we're still going to be eating high fructose corn syrup, drinking high fructose corn syrup, because the withdrawal is just too much stress for an already stressed out system. In a way, fructose and the potential problems of sucrose and fructose and sweeteners are better than adding another stress in the form of withdrawing. We'd rather deal with the sugar than deal with the withdrawal that we're going to have to go through in our already stressed lives, adding to what is an already overloaded stress system. Here's what you could do, though. You can actually take tryptophan as a supplement to cut your sugar cravings. Taking tryptophan as a supplement will raise your brain, your blood levels of tryptophan. As long as you're avoiding fructose, or at least minimizing fructose, the tryptophan will shut down your brain's appetite center and switch on the brain satisfaction center. Same with the derivative of tryptophan, 5-HTP. Both tryptophan and 5-HTP, in addition to helping you with sugar metabolism and helping you with appetite control, both of these are great mood stabilizers. They're great appetite suppressants. Tryptophan, as we said earlier, is a precursor to brain hormones like serotonin and melatonin. So tryptophan as a supplement has got multiple advantages, multiple health advantages that it can play. Here's something for you. When Christmas comes up, when you have your Christmas dinner, or whenever you have a fancy dinner or a big dinner or a party that you have to go to, take a high dose of tryptophan or 5-HTP before you go out. By a high dose, maybe 100 to 500 milligrams of either tryptophan or 5-HTP, and notice that you're going to feel far less hungry and you're going to be full much quicker. There's another amino acid that you can use to accomplish this same trick. We'll cover that when we come back from our break. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Our number is 866-582-9933. We will be back right after this with more good health information. Don't go away.
Hi, it's MZ with an important message for you. Longevity vitamin supplements work. Listen to Alex Jones.
6 months ago, Michael Zwirling, who's the owner of a few stations we're on out in California, big stations, said, look, Ted, believe me, this stuff's real. Try these vitamins. They're in the liquid form. They're the type you actually absorb. There's over 90 of them. Try it. Ted had a knee so bad he's about to have surgery. He took this cartilage supplement they've got gone. Now, when you drink the Tangy Tangerine, this isn't like your normal vitamin thing where it just tastes like little sweet sugar. But, I mean, it's powerful. You can taste the vitamins. You can taste all the flavors. You can taste the, things you've never tasted before. And I studied history. I've looked at it. I think these are the best supplements out there, bar none. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Remember that web address. To buy Beyond Tangy Tangerine at wholesale prices or to join our Alex Jones business team, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply. while their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Got a letter from Noelia. She says that she's learning. She thought she already lived a pretty healthy life, but I'm learning so much more from you after a super hectic summer. I came up with lupus-like symptoms 3 months ago and started to spiral down the medical route, NSAIDs, prednisone, blah, 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 only to feel way worse. Listen, folks, if your doctor is giving you prednisone or a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug like ibuprofen or naproxen or Indocin or one of the non-steroidal drugs, he's trying to quiet down the immune system. Prednisone and steroids and non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs quiet down an activated immune system. Well, listen, let's use our common sense here. If the immune system is activated, do you think it makes more sense to shut it up with a prescription drug or to figure out why is it being activated? To me, it just seems like a no-brainer. If your immune system is being activated, well, something is activating it, and it can only be one of three things. Either a respiratory invader, a skin invader, or a digestive invader. The immune system is protecting you from invasion that comes in from one of three places, the skin, the respiratory tract, or the digestive system. Considering that 70% of your immune system is located in your digestive system, I would say the chances are pretty good that if you got lupus-like symptoms or any other inflammatory issue, if the doctor's giving you prednisone or an immune suppressant of any kind, chances are you've got something going on in the digestive system and you want to start to apply all the digestive strategies you hear about here on the Bright Side. Okay, so Noelia also asks about our topical C, a topical vitamin C. I've been talking for the last few months about fatty vitamin C for the skin, fat-soluble vitamin C. There's two kinds of vitamin C, water-soluble, which is technically called ascorbic acid, and fat-soluble, which is technically called ascorbyl palmitate. That's spelled A-S-C-O-R-B-Y-L, ascorbyl palmitate. If you're interested in some topical vitamin C in its fatty form, you can go to thehealthyskinstore.com, thehealthyskinstore.com. Those are all the products that I've formulated for the Sanita Skincare Company. And you'll find topical C as well as vitamin C serum there. Both of those are great fatty vitamin C products. They're good for wound healing, for diaper rash, for protecting you from the sun, for as a regular moisturizer, as a night treatment for protecting against wrinkles, as anti-aging, on and on and on. The benefits of fat-soluble vitamin C are tremendous. So look for two products. One is called Topical C. The other is called Vitamin C Serum. They're both available at thehealthyskinstore.com. All right, I wanted to tell you about one more amino acid that's important for shutting down the brain's appetite drives. Another amino acid that the brain is looking for to determine whether we need to go out and eat or not. Tryptophan is one of them. And there's a second amino acid. We'll get to that on Monday. Got a bunch of folks on hold who want to talk to us. Our number is 866-582-9933. Let us go to Oregon and talk to Leo. What's up, buddy?
Good morning, Ben. Great show.
Good morning. Thank you.
Hey, I've been listening to several of your shows, and I got like 10 questions, but I'll keep it to the one that keeps popping into my mind. And when you talk about fructose and the bad effects of fructose, when I started being more health conscious back in the 90s, my diet would consist of, not eating after like 8 o'clock, and I'd wake up in the morning and I'd eat nothing but fruit on an empty stomach until about, noon. And in the afternoons, I'd always have a salad with no matter what meal, and I wouldn't mix starches or proteins together. I'd separate. And I mean, I have never felt better. And the fruit, so I'm wondering if there's a difference between, powdered fructose and the high fructose corn syrup.
Absolutely. You know what, Leo, and I don't mean to cut you off. I've got a bunch of people want to talk to us, but when you're eating fruits contain cofactors that help you utilize the sugar. And this is really interesting in nature. The fruits that have the highest amount of sugar also contain high amounts of B vitamins, high amounts of magnesium. They contain zinc. It contains chromium. The sugar plant itself, the sugar beet and the sugar cane plants are some of the nature's richest sources of rare nutrients like chromium that help the body process sugar. So you're always going to be better off eating whole fruits than eating a processed fruit sugar, fructose kind of product like high fructose corn syrup, soda pop, or processed food. So fruits contain cofactors that will help you utilize that sugar. That having been said, the way fruits are grown today through genetic modification, they're made to be super duper sweet to kind of exploit our sweet tooths that have become so desensitized over the decades and centuries. So the fruits we're eating today are not the same fruits that we ate 100, 200, 300, 1,000 years ago, and that's where the problem comes. If you're going to eat fruits, try to stick to small pieces. You don't have to eat the whole banana. You don't have to eat the whole apple. It's just like a cost-benefit ratio, like one of those Benjamin Franklin kind of tables where you put the assets on one side and the debits on the other side. The assets of fruits are tremendous. There's wonderful nutrients, especially in the peels. The downside is the fructose. So try to eat small pieces of fruit. Not everybody's going to have the same problems with fructose. Some people will be able to handle it. I said 30% of Americans have fructose malabsorption syndrome. That means 70% of Americans don't. It's just a question of biochemical specificity for you as an individual. See how you do. If you're eating fruits, that's a heck of a lot better than doing fruit juice or soda pop, which are solution forms of fructose, which give you a big hit of sugar real quickly that the liver has to deal with. If you're eating fruits, go with small fruits, go with the less sweet fruits, don't eat the whole fruits. And it's probably a good idea to mix your fruits up with salads because salads contain fiber that can help slow up some of the release of the sugar. So thanks so much for calling, Leo. I didn't mean to offend anybody out there who's eating a lot of fruit, and I didn't mean to rip on fructose as a nutritional substance in general. It's just that some people have a problem with fructose, and we are getting a heck of a lot more fructose than we ever did through processed food and high fructose corn syrup. Thanks for your call, Lou. Appreciate it. Let's see. Michelle, real quick, in Indiana, what's up?
Hi, Ben.
Hey.
I have two websites to share about the NDI draft guidance.
Okay.
There's actually 13 hours left until the FDA comment period closes.
Okay. I thought it was yesterday. No, December 1st.
It's today.
Okay.
And the first one is citizens.org. There's an online petition you can sign. They've got 13,000 signatures right now. They're trying to get 20,000.
Awesome. Citizens.org.
Citizens.org, yep.
Okay.
And the other one is Alliance for Natural Health. And on that website, you can send letters to your congressman or representative.
Okay, so that's citizens.org and Alliance for Natural Health. You got to look that up. Alliance for Natural Health. Okay, good. Thanks so much for calling, Michelle. Appreciate that. That's Michelle, and she's chimed in with a couple websites that you might want to look at if you're concerned about this new FDA guideline, the new FDA guidelines that will be finalized sometime in the near future. And as Michelle said, the time to comment is coming to a close. We have 13 hours to comment. So you may want to get to your congressman or senator or go to citizens.org and sign the petition. There are also petitions available at many health food stores and vitamin stores around the country. All right, I got a couple more minutes. Let's see if we can get Mary in Oregon. What's up, Mary?
I called a couple weeks ago for help with vitamin D.
Okay.
And it turns out, I just found out yesterday, that Youngevity does have a good vitamin D source for someone like me who is allergic to gluten. The triple truffle chocolate.
Oh, I love that product, too. How much vitamin D is in there?
The number I remember is 1500. I don't remember what the unit was. But
I'll have to look that up. It tastes great. Have you had that triple truffle chocolate, by the way?
No, I was planning on getting it for plane travel, though.
Get it for, you know what, you can also make a great gift. And I don't even talk about that product that much, but that is a great longevity product. It tastes awesome. It tastes like a real high-end chocolate, and it's loaded with nutrients. And I didn't know that it had vitamin D in there. I'm going to have to look that up. I did know it has got a tremendous antioxidant value. It's sugar-free, so you can use it if you're a diabetic. And it tastes awesome. It makes a great Christmas gift. And all the Youngevity products make a great Christmas gift, people. Why give somebody a pair of underwear or a tie or cologne or something they're never going to use when you can give them the gift of good nutrition like a jug of Beyond Tangy Tangerine or some Osteo FX or some triple chocolate truffle. And by the way, thank you for calling. Appreciate it. Appreciate your call there from, I don't know where you're calling from. Where was she calling from, John? Whatever. Thanks. Oregon. Thanks so much for calling from Oregon. I appreciate that. The Triple Truffle Chocolate is a great product. It tastes awesome. It's a wonderful gift, and all the Youngevity products are exactly that. If you want to get yourself on AutoShip, or if you want to pay $10 a month or $10 one-time fee, a one-time $10 fee, and you get yourself on AutoShip, you'll get these products for an incredibly good price. The Beyond Tangy Tangerine for less than $40 a month, the Osteo FX for less than $40 a month, and the Ultimate Essential Fatty Acids for less than $40 a month. We'll continue our discussion on fructose and cardiovascular disease, and I'm going to talk about the statin drugs for a big chunk of next week as well. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Thanks for listening, folks. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. We will talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.